Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
LLC.
If your roof's off to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and EcoFlow. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. So if you got a project in mind for today, tomorrow, this weekend, next, months ahead, reach out to us with your questions. Now's your chance to get some impartial expert advice. And you can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. Hey, coming up on today's episode, according to the Department of Energy, shopping for new windows is not all that clear of a process. Man, I have to agree with that because there's just so many variables. And unfortunately, those window dealers sometimes are a bit tricky in the description, so you really need some help. So what we thought we'd do is share the Department of Energy's recommendations for what exactly to look for when you're thinking about replacing your windows.
And if your idea of portable power is defined by the length of your extension cord, we've got a better idea. Just ahead, we're going to review the new EcoFlow Delta Pro 3, which is a portable battery system that can work on the road, or you can integrate it into your home's power system seamlessly.
And if your garden is looking like it's had a bit too much sun, one of the best ways to make sure your plants thrive is with micro-irrigation. We're going to talk about how this system of tiny sprayers gets water right exactly where you need it with no waste.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job, our mission to educate, to inspire, and to help you build confidence on all of these projects that you want to get done.
Yeah, that's right. But your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with those projects and questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, which I see folks are already doing. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Marie from Ontario on the line who's got a ceiling fan question. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, actually, I'm in a four ranch, okay? Three-bedroom ranch.
Yep.
No basement, just a good concrete crawl space that's insulated. No problem down there. My furnace is down there. But I would like to know, please, is it financially better off to use ceiling fans and just have the fan on my air conditioner fan on, or run the air conditioner itself?
Okay, I'm going to give you a different answer than that, because I wouldn't say that the ceiling fans are decorative in my view, and they're not necessarily an efficient way to move air through your house. But I'll tell you what is, and that's called a whole house fan. So where you have a fan that's basically mounted, you said you have a ranch, so it would be mounted in the ceiling probably of the hall, and it will take air from the house and it will pull it up into the attic, and then you enlarge the vents in your attic to make sure it can exhaust that air. And whenever it gets a little bit thick, outside, a little bit uncomfortable, what you do is you open a window, a couple of windows or doors at each end of the house, and you run that whole house fan. If you run it even at a low speed, it will pull a really nice breeze through the house. And what that does is it has the effect of delaying how much your air conditioning you actually have to use. You know, I had one in a house that I owned when we first got married, and it was great because we would turn it on just a low speed in the evening and go to bed. And by the time we fell asleep, the fan went off and the evening had gotten, you know, much cooler, and we were comfortable for the whole night. So I think a whole house fan in terms of comfort is a better option than ceiling fans. And in terms of the air conditioner itself, you know, I think if you were to limit the amount of time you used it because you could trade off between the whole house and the ceiling fan, you're going to save money on your AC too.
I meant like my furnace fan itself, not using the AC. My furnace fan.
Oh, your furnace fan? Yeah, furnace fan is definitely does not make sense to use. That's a very expensive way to move air through your house.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, same answer. A different fan, but same answer.
So the best situation, the best solution would be to put the fan in the hall.
Yep, a whole house fan.
And
don't confuse this with an attic fan. I'm not talking about the little round silver duck. This is a whole house fan, and it's a quite large footprint. It's usually maybe about 2 foot in diameter, maybe a little bit more depending on the size you buy. And it has a set of baffles that are like, or louvers that lay flat. And when you turn them on, they gently open up and they pull a nice breeze through the house. It's really marvelous.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I didn't mean to be ignorant, but, you know, yeah, you did.
No,
surprise
no, no.
Me. Oh, you do call back.
You can't possibly be.
I love it. And I do listen to you any chance I can.
All right.
Any chance I can.
And I want to say that when we called you, you said, you do call people back. How about that? Yes, we do.
And I greatly appreciate that. Thank you. So it's called a whole household, whole house.
Whole house. Fan. A whole house fan. W-H-O-L-E. A whole house fan.
Whole
yes.
house. Like the whole thing. Okay.
Right.
Great. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
Marie. Good luck.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
All right, now we're heading on to Florida, where Will is dealing with some unexpected visitors, Daddy Longleg spiders. How can we help you?
Not in the garage. And there's a lot of Daddy Longlegs. I tried spraying a couple of different things inside the garage, and they seem to keep coming back, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can give you a recipe for a sort of a natural way to deter them, and that is if you take a cup of white vinegar and a third cup of vanilla extract, if you put that in a spray bottle and you shake it and spray the areas where the daddy long legs have been spotted indoors and out, that smell, that combination of the vinegar and vanilla is really offensive to them, and it will repel the insects without you having to add any additional toxins to your environment. The other thing to do is sort of basic cleaning, in the sense that when you see the spiders and the nests, make sure you're vacuuming them up. That's the easiest way to get rid of them and to keep that space as dry as you can. And then finally, you could use sticky traps as well. Sticky traps, if you lay them where you start to see them collect, they will get stuck to them and they won't go any further. So there is a few ways for you to deal with it. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
All right.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready for some new windows, but you just don't know where to even start? Well, we're going to share new recommendations from the Department of Energy, including available tax credits, when the Money Pit returns.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? You got some big plans to finish up around your Money Pit before the summer season is over? Well, if you're ready to unlock your home's potential, then go ahead and dive on into the Money Pit podcast, where you're going to get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Be sure you follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Robin in Missouri is looking to relax, but that's not happening with mold in the jacuzzi. What's going on?
We have this large bathtub jacuzzi, and it has a marble stairs and trim around it. And it's a beautiful jacuzzi, but I noticed that the pipe, there was like, I don't know if it's like mold coming out of it or what. When we got the house, it set for a while, and then we filled it up and put palm olive dishwashing liquid in it, you know, and tried to clean it out and so on. And
I bet you got very sudsy when you did that.
That's what they said to do. And anyway, we also got it glazed or painted, you know, as they usually say, and It kind of faded off, and we had the fixtures painted too, and we thought the people that were doing it were really reputable, but now the fixtures, you know, where the jets are, the rings around the jets and so on, the paint's kind of fading. And
all right, so it sounds to me like we're talking about two issues here. Number one, you have some sort of growth that's been inside the internal plumbing system of this jetted tub. And secondly, the finish has faded, and you had it restored some time ago, and the finish is starting to fade and chip and so on. So let's tackle the second one first. It's very, very hard to refinish a plumbing fixture. I can tell you that right now. There is a way to do it. It's extremely caustic. I don't even know if you could do it to a jetted tub, which is usually a fiberglass type material. It's very hard to do when it's a cast iron the tubs and sinks that folks love to restore, which is a very, very caustic process. And then the products that they sell that you can sort of paint over them, you know, don't have nearly the life expectancy that you would hope for. In terms of whatever may be going on in the internal plumbing system, you know, what I have often advised over the years is to use a bleach solution. So if you were to fill that tub up, and, you know, run, if you have a big tub and you run a half gallon or a gallon of bleach through that, through those jets, you know, that's going to help to sanitize anything that's growing in there. So if it was my tub, I'd probably fill it up with hot water, throw in some bleach, and let the thing run for a while. I wouldn't put anything sudsy in there because, you know, there's a reason that dishwasher detergent, for example, doesn't suds up. It's designed not to do that. But if you put dishwasher, if you put dish soap in there, it's going to suds up like crazy. But I think all you really need is hot water and some bleach to sanitize it. And that might do a pretty good job of cleaning it. And I know that the jetted tub industry have other special products that they sell for the very same reason. But I think it's important to do that because you don't want anything growing in the internal plumbing and then, you know, potentially making someone reactive, having an allergic reaction or making them sick or something. So I would definitely want to clean that out. So I know that's not the answer you want to hear about the painted surface, but it is certainly the way to sanitize the internal plumbing system of it.
Okay. And yeah, that's why I never use that tub. I just don't use it.
Yeah, you didn't have a good feeling for the right reason. So why don't you give it a shot, though, and see if we can clean this thing out and let it, and we start to see that it's growing. You know, it's consistently, you know, shooting out some clean water. Maybe you'd be feel better about dropping into it now and again, okay?
What about the jet fixtures on it and the tub itself? How do I get that glaze type finish off of it?
Well, if you're talking about the plumbing fixtures, like the faucet, the spout and that sort of thing, those you would simply have to replace. If you're talking about the body of the tub and you've already refinished it once, there's not going to be much you can do about that. It's just going to be the wear and tear of that particular appliance from now on out.
Okay, so I'll probably just replace it.
Yeah, well, that would solve everything, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, according to the Department of Energy, heat gain and loss through windows is responsible for 25 to 30% of residential heating and cooling energy use. That's why when you're out shopping for some new windows, it's really important to choose the most efficient windows that you can in your budget, and they're going to work the best in your climate. So here are some ways that you can cut through all of the competing claims of energy efficiency and find out what are the best windows for your home.
Okay, so first up, you always want to look for the Energy Star and the National Fenestration Rating Council, that's NFRC for short, energy efficiency labels. They're both going to be on the windows, and the labels are going to help you make sort of an apples-to-apples comparison when comparing windows. This is going to include a couple of key factors. The first one's called the U factor. That measures how much the window conducts heat and solar resistance, which are two really important considerations in both summer and winter. And the labels will also specify something called the solar heat gain coefficient. Now, this measures how much solar radiation is emitted through a window to reduce heat gain in the warmer climates.
Now, by choosing windows with both low U factors and low solar heat gain coefficients, you're going to be able to maximize the energy savings in temperate climates with both cold and hot seasons. And lastly, when you're looking for windows that are thermal pane and filled with an insulating gas, you want to make sure they have low E coatings to reduce heat loss in colder climates and then reduce heat gain in those warmer climates.
Yeah, and now's a good time to think about this project because homeowners who replace windows are also eligible for a tax credit of 30% of the cost up to $600. So good opportunity to save some money there as well.
We've got Catherine in Delaware on the line who's got a question about a fire pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I'd love to have a homemade fire pit in my backyard. I don't want to buy a metal one. They'll only get rusty, right?
Yeah, they do, but they last a heck of a long time. You know, I did not want to put a built-in fire pit in my backyard because I didn't want to have to, you know, deal with it in the off seasons. It would be hard to shovel around and that sort of stuff when the snow hits. So I actually personally have been using a metal fire pit for many years, and, you know, I find that they last, 5 to 8 years before they start to show any wear and tear. So I'm not afraid to use a metal fire pit, but I can tell you that if you want to do a brick fire pit or a paver brick fire pit, there's lots of options right out there. One company that makes a kit for it is Rumblestone. It's the Pavestone company, and these Rumblestone pavers, they'll sell you basically all the bricks that you need. The Rumblestone are sort of like a rough, beautiful colored stone that you assemble into a circle pattern. And then the way they design it, there's a metal like sort of liner that drops right into the stone, and that's where you build your fire. So you can do it yourself, but you could also purchase a fire pit. Depends on, you know, what look you are going for and how long you want it to last. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
Now we're going to talk insulation with Albert from Massachusetts. What's going on?
Well, my house is about 50 years old, and the attic is unused space. It's not very large. It's and it's got minimal insulation. It's just the strips of the fiberglass. The paper backing.
Okay.
And
yep.
I'm thinking that it needs more than that, and I'm wondering if I should it be blown in or sprayed on, open cell, closed cell. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Sure. So if you want to use spray foam insulation, I think that's an excellent choice, especially if you're going to be in this house for many years, because it does a couple of things. It expands and it seals, and it also is a much better R value than the fiberglass insulation. We did this in our very old house. We were replacing a roof at the time, and my house was so old it didn't have roof sheathing. So when we had the plywood sheathing, I opted to spray foam the insulation from the inside, and we basically sprayed the bottom of the roof rafters and the insulation and the sheathing, effectively sealing in the entire attic space. You no longer needed any ventilation in the attic there because spray foam is not impacted by moisture, and now we find that the attic is the same temperature as the rest of the house, or pretty close to it, even in the summer when it used to be boiling hot up there. So I'm a big fan of spray foam insulation. So I think that's an excellent option. Now, you also mentioned that you're not using this space that much.
Right.
If that's the case, blown in is a possibility as well.
Okay.
But once you do that, you're definitely not going to be able to access it, because it'll just be covered, and you will continue to have to ventilate that, because if you use fiberglass insulation, that is susceptible to moisture and humidity getting into it, and if it gets just a little bit damp, it doesn't insulate very well. But I think you may find, as I did, that when you do spray foam, it's an instant change. It's an incredibly efficient thing to do. It definitely makes the house more comfortable and cuts back on both your cooling and your heating bills.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the spray foam, they would have to remove all that old fiberglass rolled out insulation.
I didn't do that. I left my old insulation, which was in the floor of the attic, because I didn't see any point in removing it. There was nothing to be gained from doing that. It just was another job. Now, I already had some of that flooring down. I had to fill in some areas that didn't have flooring because I wanted to be able to take advantage of it for storage. But we applied the spray foam not to the flooring of the attic or the ceiling level of the second floor. We applied it to the roof rafters. And that's the only time you would do that. If it was fiberglass, I never would have done that, because that would have been a very difficult area to vent. But because it was spray foam, I was able to spray the underside of the sheathing and the roof rafters. And now if you go up in my attic, it kind of looks like a cave up there, because the foam is just everywhere. And they sprayed it all in one day. They had a really good crew. And I have a really hard house to work with this, because I had some flat roof sections and that sort of stuff. Has some tough crawl spaces, and they did everything with spray foam. And we found an instant improvement. In fact, if you go to MoneyPit.com and search Guide to Insulation, the MoneyPit Guide to Insulation, the story is in there, including my before and after utility bills. So you can see what effect it had.
I appreciate the callback.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're worried about summer power outages, but you dread the noise of a generator, EcoFlow's new Delta Pro 3 home battery backup is a perfect alternative. We're going to share details on that next.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or simply go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Sandy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have ceramic floors and they're ceramic tile and they're probably 20 years old and they just don't come clean anymore. They're real porous and we've scrubbed them with scrub brush and they will come sort of clean, but that's a whole lot of work. We've tried different cleaners, vinegar and water and soft and scrub and Clorox and water and soda and water, and they just don't come clean. And short of tearing them up, what could we possibly do for them?
Yeah, it sounds like the glaze has worn off the ceramic tile, and as a result...
Well, you know, I don't even know if it ever had a glaze.
So most tile have a glaze unless it's like a natural Mexican tile or something like that. I would be very surprised to find any tile out there that didn't have a glaze finish to it. The surface will wear down after a really long, long time. And it depends on the quality of the tile. So I don't have a really good solution for you. It's a fairly unusual problem. You know, you can clean the grout, you can replace the grout, you can seal the grout, but the tile surface itself, it's not really possible to add an additional sort of glaze coat to that. So you might want to think about some other floor options. A really inexpensive one, by the way, would be laminate floor. It works really well in the bathroom because it's very moisture resistant. It kind of snaps together. And it floats on top of the original floor. So really all you have to do is install it, put in a new saddle where the door comes across, maybe some shoe molding between that and the baseboard, cut it around the toilet, and you're good to go. So there are other floor choices. Or if you want to just maintain that ceramic tile, you could also put a second layer of tile over the top one, over the first one, without removing that original layer. As long as that original layer is solid, there's no decay or softness or structural deficiency there, you could put a second layer of tile on top of the first tile, top of the first layer of tile, and still be good to go. All right, Sandy?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you're concerned about losing power this summer, but you want a solution other than a noisy generator, EcoFlow's new Delta Pro 3 home battery backup is a really smart solution. Now, this Delta Pro 3 has some very powerful capabilities in a very elegant and compact design, so you can easily integrate it into your home. It's also portable, so it can power outdoor activities. I mean, picnics, dinner parties, tailgating, and more. If you need power on the go, this is the way to get it.
Yeah, and the best part is the setup is plug and play, so it's really hassle-free and it's seamless. It can be used as either a standalone backup battery or it can be integrated within your household power system to cover just the circuits and appliances that you choose. In fact, the DP3 offers a maximum continuous output of 4,000 watts and both 120 or 240 volt output. That means that you can power almost everything, including your household appliances like your dryers, the water heaters, air conditioning, even induction stoves.
Yep, and the unit can function alone or be expanded in capacity to power multiple high-power home appliances simultaneously. Plus, with 7 industry-leading fast-charge options, the DP3 will be ready when you need it.
And, you know, there's no need to venture outside during these extreme weather conditions to adjust or operate a gas generator. And while traditional generators can be noisy and disruptive to daily life, the DP3 features X-Cooling exclusive technology, which gives you ultra-quiet operation at just 30 dB under a 2,000-watt load.
Yep, so get yourself ready for the next power loss this summer because they've already happened and will continue to happen, but you can be ready with the new sleek and powerful Delta Pro 3 from EcoFlow. Check them out at EcoFlow.com. That's EcoFlow.com.
Tom in Ohio is on the line and has a question about a basement. What's going on in your money pit?
I have a basement with some cracking issues. The house was built in 2000, and the floor is cracking in numerous places. They're not wide cracks. Some of them, none of them are greater than a quarter. Usually about an eighth. And I've also got a poor basement wall, and I got a couple of seams that when it rains really hard, I've got a little bit of water seepage, nothing puddling on the floor per se, but just on two spots in the whole entire basement, you know, and I'm just wondering if that's these new epoxies where you can inject it into these, you know, these walls for the leaks, if those things are something that would work for my situation. And as far as the cracks in the basement, I don't think they're structural, but it's settling, I think. But anyway, I'm just wondering if you guys have any kind of suggestions on that.
Absolutely, we can fix both of those issues for you. So first of all, let's talk about the basement floor. The basement floor, you mentioned it may be settlement. It might just be a poor installation. If it wasn't reinforced, if the concrete, you know, wasn't mixed right, there's all sorts of reasons it could get cracking. But the floor itself is not structural, so that's really just to be a separator between you and the soil below. So for those cracks, you certainly could seal them with like an epoxy crack sealant that you can find in any home center. Quikrete makes a bunch of products for that that will work well. In terms of the basement leakage, the leakage through the wall, the fact that this is happening when you have a bad rainstorm is indicative of the cause. The cause of this is a drainage situation right outside those walls. So it's going to be one of two things, or it could be both of these things. One of which is if your gutters are overflowing, if they're insufficient and not handling, you don't have enough leaders to handle the runoff, or if the leaders, the spouts, are not discharging far enough away from the wall, anything that collects water or keeps water close to the foundation allows it to build up in that first 4 to 6 foot area between the house and the yard. That's going to lead to a leak in your walls. It could even push down around the walls and show up coming up through the floors. It is not caused by a water table. It's simply a drainage issue caused by this heavy rain. So to that, you want to look at those areas. Look for the gutters that are overflowing. Look for the downspouts that are not extended. You want them to be at least 4 to 6 feet out from the house. And those two things will solve that. Gutters and grading, leading cause of almost all wet basement problems. A lot of folks blame rising water tables and things like this and look towards expensive solutions like sump pumps. Virtually never needed. You just need to fix the gutters and the grading. And then if you want to seal the cracks as a last step, that's fine. But remember, Tom, it's the last step. It's not the first step. You can't, you know, seal every crack in the wall and expect to hold back the tide. You got to stop the water from getting there by fixing up the drainage first. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this weekend? We are well into the summer. Heck, I would almost say we're almost at the end of summer, but I don't want to be a bummer to everybody. But the fall season really is the best for home improvements. So perhaps you're kind of lounging around and thinking about what it is that you could be working on or what it is that you want to be working on. Well, whatever it is, we know it's hot outside right now, and perhaps your plants are telling you by looking a little bit parched. We're going to show you an easy-to-install drip irrigation system and how it can help get the water right to where it's needed in today's home solution tip when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermofiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire.
So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, why don't you reach out now with your questions to MoneyPit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to all of our fellow DIYers out there in every episode on the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at MoneyPit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Gail on the line with a question about her oven. What's going on?
Yes, I have a stove that's an electric stove, and it's about 5 to 6 years old. But it's a self-cleaning oven, and right after I received it, it seems as though there's in between the glass on the door. It doesn't clean that when I use the automatic cleaner, and I just wondered how I clean in between the glass on the oven door.
That's a tough space to clean, and I agree. I don't think you can. I think what you have to do is take it apart, and that can be done. The door has to be disassembled, and so it depends on how comfortable you feel about taking that project on. It's not sealed glass in the sense of like a double-pane window. It's really two pieces of glass, and sometimes because of heat and humidity and steam, it gets in there and it discolors. But you have to disassemble that door if you really want to get it clean, so it's obviously not the same, not the kind of thing you want to do every time you clean your oven.
No, and I noticed that it looks like there's like Phillips head screws at the bottom part of the door, but the top part, it doesn't look, it's not a regular screw. It's just something that, you know, it doesn't fit a screwdriver. So I don't know if that bottom part, you know, and I'm afraid that once I get that undone, I'm not going to be able to get it back.
Yeah, get it back together again. You know, I hear you. You know, I know that there are some great videos online of people doing this. I've seen them. And so you could take a look at YouTube. But the process is going to be to disassemble that door. Now, it's going to come apart one way or the other. The types of fasteners you're describing, you know, may be the type of fastener that needs a specialized, not a screwdriver, but like a nut driver or something of that nature, or like an Allen wrench or something like that. But it will eventually come apart. You're just going to have to figure out how to do that. But if you're not comfortable with that process, if you're not really mechanical and are afraid to get into that because you might not be able to fix it, then I think you should just kind of learn to live with it, unfortunately.
Now, is this true of all brands? Does it matter which brand it is? Do they all have to be, you know, does it happen to them all, or have you heard?
Some may be better than others, but, you know, if it's happened to you, it doesn't really matter if it's happened to anybody else because you don't want to have to replace that oven. You really just want to make sure you can get it clean. So that's what you need to do.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the best defense is a good offense, and one of the best ways to beat the heat and make sure your plants thrive is with micro-irrigation.
That's right. You know, micro-irrigation is a system of drip tubing and tiny sprayers, and it really is a great way for you to get the water exactly where you need it. Now, unlike a lawn integration system, installing drip irrigation systems are not as complicated as you think. Now, you don't need a sophisticated irrigation network to supply that micro-irrigation. A spigot for a hose is going to do the trick, and it's perfect for flower beds and shrubs because it does deliver the water right where it's needed under low pressure.
Now, most micro-irrigation systems consist of drip tubing, which is either a quarter-inch or a half-inch hose that's fitted with tiny plastic nubs that are called emitters. And these allow the water to drip out at a very regulated pace without clogging. Now, the tubing then snakes around and among plants and trees to get that water into the soil right at the roots. There are also lots of accessories you can choose from. There's sprays for ground cover, there's foggers for hanging containers, and single emitters for reaching plants that are sort of off the grid. And these all allow you to customize a system that's perfect for your situation. So the best way to get started, just draw a plan of your garden and then map out a configuration of the tubing and the accessories that you'll need.
Now, the actual plumbing connection is really simple, too. It doesn't have to be permanently installed. Instead, that system connects to an outdoor faucet. So first, you screw the vacuum breaker to the pressure regulator to prevent contaminated hose water from backwashing into the house's supply lines, just like a regular sprinkler system. You got to do the same thing there. And then you just attach the filter to the pressure regulator and connect the hose to the filter.
Now, once the tubing is installed, you just cover it with about 2 inches of mulch to keep the water from evaporating before it reaches the plant roots. And it'll also give the garden a very manicured appearance at the same time. So it's a really great way to get the water where you need it, guys, and not waste it, and make sure your plants thrive, especially through these hottest days of summer.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Today, we all want to be a little bit greener and cleaner in our homes. Well, you can do both, you guys, and save some green by making your own non-toxic cleaners. We're going to have some recipes for you when the Money Pit returns.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? If it's in your house, you are in the right place. Well, not just in your house. You're in the right place because you're listening to us. And we're here to help you with questions that you might have about that project that you're doing, or maybe one you started and got stuck on. The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Vivian, Rhode Island, reached out to Team Money Pit saying, I bought a 1938 house with a through-the-wall air conditioner, and it doesn't work. I want to know if it's worth installing a mini split-ducted system instead. Now, a through-the-wall air conditioner isn't usually in the same spot or the desired spot of a split system, correct?
That is correct. It is usually at sort of window height, which is pretty much the same as putting it in the window. Although I do have a house that's got one that was a very old house from the 60s, and it actually had one up higher on the wall, and that actually worked okay. But when you talk about a through-wall system, what you're talking about is that there are sleeves or sort of the metal frame that's installed in the wall permanently, and then the air conditioners slip inside of those. It's kind of very similar to a window unit, but sort of just the body without the shell around it, and it slips inside that sleeve. Now, the sleeves are standard sizes, so you may be able to remove that air conditioner from the existing sleeve and put in a new air conditioner and have it fit perfectly. So make sure you measure it, find out what's available, and that's an option. A mini split, though, is also a good choice. Regardless, of course, you're going to have to deal with that big hole in the wall, but the mini split today, they can be both air conditioning and heat because they have heat pumps as part of their systems. That can be installed anywhere. There's all sorts of options. The air distributor hangs on the wall inside the house, has a small compressor outside, and you could be totally good to go. So I really think that the mini split is really a good option if you want to go. It's going to be more expensive than just replacing an AC if you can't find one that fits in that sleeve, but mini split, definitely a good way to go.
But, you know, interestingly, with the split system we have, I find that I almost never have it on cool. Like, simply keeping it on like a dehumidify that comes on as it's needed keeps it very cool. They're really awesome, and they operate super efficiently with minimal maintenance.
Yeah, that inverter technology that they all have now has really changed the game. Well, everybody wants to be a bit greener and cleaner these days. You can do both in your own home and save some green at the same time when you make your own non-toxic cleaners. Leslie shares how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, you know, before we had all of these commercial products, we had to mix up our very own cleaners. So here's a few recipes for a natural cleaner that is still going to work really well today for all of our needs. All right, here's a good one for a glass cleaner. You can fill a spray bottle with a quart of water and 1 tablespoon of vinegar. If you've got a larger project like a floor or a tile job, you can add 1/4 cup white vinegar to 1 gallon of hot water. If you're looking for an oven cleaner, you can make a paste of baking soda and water and then scrub those stains with steel wool. For tougher stains, you want to add some salt, except for in a self-cleaning oven, don't add the salt. Now, if you're looking for a sink and toilet cleaner, you can mix a paste of either baking soda or borax with water and then add in just a little bit of lemon juice. And if you want to polish some chrome, you can use rubbing alcohol or simply white flour on a dry rag. If you want to get the complete list of 10 easy recipes for natural cleaning products, head on over to moneypit.com.
We've also got an expanded list in my new book, which is publishing this summer, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's available on Amazon right now.
All right, super exciting.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Next time on the program, you know, now that we're in that hottest part of the summer, it's also peak season for ticks that can carry some pretty nasty diseases. So on the next show, we're going to share the surprising way ticks can grab hold of anyone passing by and how to keep them off your body for good. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump, speaking at a campaign rally in Atlanta, opens his remarks by praising his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance.
Well, thank you very much to the next Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. He's doing a great job. You know, they go after J.D. You know why? He's for the worker. He's for people that get out and they want to work, work, work.
The presidential hopeful telling supporters that four more years of Harris-Biden policies could lead the country to ruin.
Yesterday it was announced that unemployment is surging with 350,000 Americans joining the unemployment rolls just last month. Tell you what, we could end up in a depression. We could end up in World War III and a depression. How about that?
Also at townhall.com, correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports on a Ukrainian drone barrage in various cities in Russia.
Russian officials say Ukrainian forces targeted multiple Russian regions overnight with a massive drone barrage. Russia's defense ministry said its air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 75 drones over several regions near the Ukrainian border and in the Ryazan region deeper inside Russia. Ukraine's general staff said its forces struck an airfield in Morozovsk, hitting ammunition depots with guided air bombs, as well as fuel depots in various Russian regions. In the Oryol region, two drones crashed into a residential high-rise building, causing a brief fire, according to the local governor. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Kitty Ledecky has capped another stellar Olympics by becoming only the second swimmer to win the same event in four straight summer games, holding off Ariane Titmus to win the 800-meter freestyle. It was her second gold medal in Paris and ninth of her remarkable career. News and analysis online at townhall.com.
This summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the largest wildfire still burning in California.
California's fourth largest wildfire on record, the Park Fire, continues to burn near Chico, spreading over 624 square miles and destroying more than 500 structures. Cal Fire's Devin Terrell.
We've really made a lot of progress over the last couple of days, especially on
the entire left flank of the fire.
The park fire allegedly began with arson. CAL FIRE's David Acuna says currently in the state there are 16 active wildfires over 10 acres and more under that.
Are the firefighters tired? Yes, absolutely. They've been actively fighting wildfires since the end of May.
The National Interagency Fire Center reports 89 large active wildfires are being managed nationwide at this time. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more stories, breaking news, and analysis always online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. Geological Survey says a series of earthquakes have been hitting West Texas. Here's John Scott.
It's highly likely they're being caused by oil and gas activity. A sequence that began in 2021 erupted with its largest quake in the last week, a magnitude 5.1 in the most active area in the country for quakes induced by oil and gas activities. Emergency officials in the city of Snyder say the recent tremors have damaged homes, infrastructure, utility lines, and other property, weakening foundations and cracking walls. Officials in Scurry County issued a brief state of disaster. John Scott reporting.
A surprising rise in the unemployment rate last month has rattled financial markets and set off new worries about the threat of a recession, but it could also prove to be a false alarm. Friday's job report also showed hiring slowed last month. It coincides with other signs the economy is cooling amid high prices and elevated interest rates. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The following program is paid for by Rick Hughes Evangelistic Ministries.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to The Flatline. I'm your host, Rick Hughes. Thank you for sticking around. Next few minutes, 30 minutes of motivation, inspiration, education, just like our announcer said. But no manipulation, because we don't con people. We're not trying to raise money. We're not trying to solicit your support. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're not going to ask you to join up anything. We just would like for you to listen as I try to verify and identify God's plan for your life. And if that's possible, you can orient and adjust to the plan if you find that possible. So thank you. Thank you for listening. This is show 987 Sundays that we have been producing the Flatline Radio Show, Compliments of the Grace of God. You know, we find in the Scriptures many exercise metaphors, you know, workout, exercise. And these relate to the spiritual life, not the physical life, but the spiritual life. Everybody wants you to exercise today. Everybody wants to sell you a piece of exercise equipment. Everybody wants you to work out and be in shape, live a long time, take your vitamins, do good. Well, let's talk about what the Bible says about exercise. First of all, we find the word run used in the Bible in Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. Here's where the writer said, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight," that's distractions, "and the sin which doth easily beset us," that's defeat, "and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." There's an athletic metaphor. Let us run with patience. In other words, you're not going to get to be a spiritually mature individual overnight. It takes a little bit of time to study and grow and learn and apply. But the writer went on to say, "Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So there is an athletic metaphor for us to run the race that is set before us. If you ever intend to grow spiritually, you have to be disciplined to run the race. Also, the Bible says we have to walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. So you don't have to start out by running. You start out by walking. If you're like me and you're up in the age, you have to walk and not run. But then Paul uses another metaphor called fight. He said, "I fight not as one who beats the air." So we got run, walk, fight, and then the word strive in 2 Timothy 2:5. "And if a man also strive for the masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully to compete, winning the prize." All of this requires self-control, and it requires consistent training. These are the athletic metaphors used in the Scripture. So, if you're going to be a winner believer, if you're going to be a mature believer, if you're going to maximum glorify God, you have to have self-control and consistent training. Winning the prize is you or me becoming a mature believer, and you and I giving maximum glorification to God. Paul wrote to Timothy while he was a young pastor in the city of Ephesus in his first letter, 1 Timothy. And Paul encouraged Timothy to concentrate on becoming a spiritually mature believer and to avoid distractions on the road to godliness. His urging included a warning about certain distractions.
Live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, it's The Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create amazing relationships. I'm George Campbell, joined by my good pal, Dr. John Deloney, and we are here to serve you, America. Give us a call at 888-825-5225, and we'll talk about your life and your money. Ashley is going to kick us off in Denver this hour. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How can we help?
This question is mostly about my daughter, and we're trying to figure out how to help her. She is 20 years old, and she lives in a different state than us, mostly just because it's pretty expensive here. But she's really struggling. We're talking debt up the wazoo, and we're having some issues with some drugs, as well as making some poor choices where we have been in jail for short periods of time. And we just don't know what to do. We want to help her. I mean, she calls me every week to talk. But I know giving her money financially is not a smart thing because it won't get used appropriately.
Is she asking for money on these calls?
She's mentioned it, and at this point she stopped asking because we don't have it to give her. We're still working through Ramsey's baby steps ourselves. And I said, honey, we don't have that kind of money. And if you really look at your finances, you will find the money. It's just about how you budget.
What is she doing right now? Is she in school? Is she working?
She was in school for a year, and she dropped out saying it wasn't for her, which is fine. Not everybody needs a four-year college degree. I believe that wholeheartedly. But she's working on a farm now, and she loves it.
Is she still actively using?
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, and I wish I could give you different news, it's any sort of life change or behavior change is going to, or relationship change will have to come on the back end of her choosing to not be using anymore.
Yeah. And I know what she was using was legal in Colorado, but it's not really legal everywhere, and she just doesn't want to give it up.
Okay.
And I think it's causing some behavior.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. And so the only way I've seen people have effective relationships moving forward is that y'all meet somehow in person, whether she comes home to visit you for the holidays or you fly out there, you drive out there, and you take her out. And I say this all the time, and people kind of roll their eyes. The reason I tell people to take somebody that they love when they have to have a difficult conversation to breakfast is twofold. Number one, it changes the environment. If you have a conversation in your house, the same old house that you got in trouble at when you were a kid or what, it just changes the dynamic. And there's a lot of literature about the psychological shift when you're in a different environment. That's number one. Number two, if you wait till dinner, you get these marathon conversations that don't end till 10 or 11 or 12 at night. If you start at breakfast, the sun is up, it's 8 in the morning, it's 9 in the morning, it's 10 in the morning, and we could talk for a while and it's still sunshine outside. It still feels like there's some optimism and hope, okay? But I think you have the conversation and say, me and your dad have decided we can help in this way or that way. That might be she can come live with you while she goes to rehab. She can she can keep working on this farm, and y'all will support X, Y, or Z if she wants to, whatever y'all decide. But it only comes on the back of she goes through some sort of treatment program or goes to meet with a group. And then she gets to hold all of the relational cards. And so the way you phrase it is, we don't work well without you being whole and well. And you get to choose whether you want to be whole or well and with us or not. It will break our heart if you choose something else, but you get to do that because you're an adult. And that way she can't say, they kicked me out. They don't love me. I did this thing and they drew a line. No, you chose it. And I'm so heartbroken. We'll be right here when you get back. We love you, love you, love you, love you.
Yeah.
That's the only way I've ever seen that be successful. And then you and your husband have to grieve and weep bitterly because one of the people you love more than anything on planet Earth is an adult, and adults have access to poor decisions, and it's heartbreaking to see adults that we love making decisions that we know are destroying their lives.
Yeah. I know it looks like she may be going back to jail, and we've talked about this, like she'll lose everything.
Yeah.
We've talked about going out there and getting a storage unit and helping her pack it up. Just because we're like, what do we do? Like, we can't not sit. Like, we don't have control over that part. But talking with her and just saying, we will pay for a storage unit for this many months, but after that.
It sounds like you're more stressed about this than she is. What has the conversations been like on her side? Because it doesn't sound like she really wants to change her life at this point.
Anytime she's gotten into trouble, she'll call me really upset.
What does in trouble mean?
I know when,
financially?
She's gotten pulled
with
over.
The cops?
With the cops, financially. After she got out of jail, she called me and said, I don't know what to do.
And contrary to popular belief or what your friends might tell you, telling her, if you're sober, come home right now. I'll come get you. I'll get you a flight. You can't bring drugs into my house, and you can't come into my house if you're not of sound body and mind. But if you're sober, come home. That's okay. I don't think that's enabling. I think that's love and that's connection. Okay, it's yeah. Connection with boundaries, connection with accountability. And then she gets to make a choice.
Yeah, I know she decided to leave at one point because we said we weren't going to allow the drugs in our house. And I didn't care if they were legal or illegal in this state. That
sure.
It wasn't happening.
And so she made a difficult choice.
She did. And yeah. It's not gotten better. It's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Everything has.
And it breaks my heart as a parent myself. You can't change another adult.
No.
And it feels powerless, huh?
It does feel powerless, and, I mean, we've talked about trying to help her get out of debt by saying you can live here for free. Meals are free, obviously, like room and board.
This is not a debt issue, hon. This is not a debt issue. You're trying to find a thing that you can fix for her, but none of this.
Mic test.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. The Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are now listening to an encore presentation of North Dade Now. We will be back to our regular scheduled program as soon as possible.
Yes, and if you were wondering, what is that funky music? Fabulous music. That's Danger Kitty. And the cut is not heavy but awkward. And I have the great honor of being on the air live tonight with this great band. Let's just introduce Demetra, first of all. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
I'm a fan. I've got the shirt. I've got the CD in my car. It's the only one that's been in there since your last CD release concert. That was fabulous. So, you know, I don't gush often, but when something is tremendous, I just absolutely love it. And you've got Mark here tonight who's done the artwork, the writer of the songs. So, hi, Mark. How are you tonight?
Hello, Linda. Thanks for having us in.
Absolutely. We're going to be playing some of your cuts from your first album CD. And then we're going to be talking about the new one coming up called Sandbox. Mm-hmm. Thrilled about. Love the title. And David's in producing. You just turned me way down. Was I like blaring it out there? Okay. All right. So, and with us also.
Just the headphones.
Just the headphones. Yep. All right. Also with us tonight is Donnie Red, Red Music Guy. How are you, Donnie?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yeah. And so you have been, like, instrumental in production. You're like the guy that gets up on stage, makes it happen even when the cords unplug.
Well, I don't mind being behind the stage.
No,
but I'm all about supporting our local musicians.
That's
my whole thing.
Yeah,
so.
And you're going to fill your heart.
Yeah.
And the last time you were in here is when, and Demetra, you did the Reading Roots revival,
mm-hmm.
which rocked, was so good. I was so happy that something like that quality was in Reading. Oh my God. People need to know. They will come from miles for this. Just like Garden of Lights.
Yes.
Come to Reading Roots Revival.
They should.
That was fabulous. 3 days of just kick ass music.
Yeah, and who started it all off but Danger Kitty. They started it off last year. And I mean, what a great turnout they had at, like, started at 5 o'clock, but everybody was there. They had it packed for their show, and it was amazing. They did a great performance.
And I love to watch you watch them.
Oh, yeah. I get excited. We have so much talent up here in the North State.
You're like the seventh musician part of Danger Kitty.
Yeah, well.
He's part of the band.
Our musicians can compete with anybody in the world. We have so much talent in this town.
So, and Danger Kitty just really makes me excited.
And they make me excited, too, and I'm glad I want to dedicate the whole night of the show to you guys, and I want to hear about the new project. Mark, let's go to you, and let's because on the last album it said songs written by, you know, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about this album. Was this all your imagination? Did you co-write some of these new songs coming up on this double LP?
There's 13 brand new songs on it, and I wrote 12 of them myself, music and lyrics. And then on the 13th song, A Brand New Day, I had a co-lyricist, Letizia Silva.
Okay.
But yeah, no, we're really excited about it. Danger Kitty's Sandbox, you know, it all ties together, right?
It does.
Yeah, I just love writing music, and it's that's what does it for me, even more than performing, just finishing a song and knowing I've got something great going on.
You know, and I had the great honor of being in Nashville, for living there for 5 years and working alongside of some great songwriters and music. And I love to hear a Bluebird Cafe, you know, going there and hearing how, a song is created and then to bring it into fruition. And then think about how it's created beyond that, like, not just lyrically and musically, but then how you go into production. And you've got Bruce Targon, who is just fabulous, who's done your albums, and he's mastering the new one now, Sandbox.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how long it's taken? Were these, some of these songs on the back burner before they went into the studio for the second album project? Or, you know, give us a little bit of the process.
Well,
13 songs is a lot.
Yeah,
Betty.
The songs have been written over a span of a few years, and I always write several new songs when we go in for a project like that.
Mike, check.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working on it since, what, April, maybe?
Yeah.
And it's working with Bruce and After Hours Recorders is just a wonderful process. He's just a great guy. He's extremely talented, wonderful ear, easy to work with.
And, it's a spiritual experience in his studio.
It really is, really, yeah. I saw your disc in there. But,
and for him to,
yeah.
You know, like, what is going to be the best sounding mic, how he mics things up, and I think his demeanor.
With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump told supporters at his Atlanta rally earlier today that if elected, he'll put an end to the Biden economy and the border crisis.
When we win, you will rapidly see a brand new Trump economic boom. It's going to be booming like it was 4 years ago. With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them.
And he promises more big changes.
The cartels will be crushed, crime will plummet, incomes will soar, the wars will end, and the American dream will come roaring back, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, right? Yes?
Also at SRNNews.com, political commentator Ben Domenech says Kamala Harris has become the presumptive Democratic nominee. The Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed its tone from a year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
Firefighters made progress yesterday against California's largest wildfire of the year ahead of expected thunderstorms. Devin Terrell, the public information officer for the Park Fire, says the fire is over 400,000 acres, the fourth largest wildfire in California's history.
There's still
here in our town for local musicians, and can't say enough about Donnie. He's helped us immensely.
So Redding Roots is a really good name for, you know, growing fabulous trees and in a good garden. Before we take a break, one more thing, Mark, and we're going to talk more about the songs, because, you know, it's all about the songs.
It is.
Your process. Mm-hmm. So do you get up in the morning? Do you journal? Do you see something? Do you think of like a
Do you go with a hook? Do you have a lyric? How does that work for you?
It's lots of different ways. I don't have just a single way.
Okay.
Usually it'll come out of tinkering around on the guitar and coming up with something that catches my ear. Then I'll record that on my phone and move on from there. But I also get inspiration from listening to other music, not specifically any certain type or genre or anything, but I'll hear something, and it'll give me an idea to spin off in another direction. There is one song on the album on Soundbox called "For the Sun Goes Down" that I've told this story many times. Bonnie's probably heard it 100 times.
I was going to mention.
Well, I haven't heard it.
Okay.
We
were playing a show. Danger Kitty was playing a show at Red Lion, and we had rooms there. And I just woke up out of a dead sleep with the line, "Be there for the sun goes down."
Mm-hmm.
I could hear the line, and I could hear the music, and the way the music stops right at that line. And so I jumped up out of bed, tiptoed into the bathroom with my phone, and hummed it into the phone so I wouldn't wake Dimitri up. It was about 3:30 in the morning.
When the magic fairies come.
And I have woken up with things like that quite a few times.
That's great.
And you just got to record them. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
Otherwise you lose them. You got to get them down.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear some snippets. We're not going to play the whole song, because otherwise when your CD release, grand release happens, you can't give it all away. You know, please don't do that. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. By the way, this is Linda Bott on North State Now with Danger Kitty. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Love this stuff. And you can also hear us streaming on KCNR1460.com. This show will be in the archives, so if you're running off and you want to hear it later, we're going to try to tell you more about, like, got to get your tickets now for the CD release that's happening at Axiom. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Donnie, let's get you on track, girl. You need to come here and co-host with me when we do this stuff, right? Because I'm just like marveling out there. Okay, this song. Go ahead, turn it back up, Diego, please. Is North State Now, and you're listening to a track off the last Danger Kitty. What's the name of the album?
It's self-titled.
Self-titled Danger Kitty, okay. That's what I'm looking at here. But I have that in my car. I say that all the time. So, yeah, listened all the way down to Sacramento and back, and then some out to Palisades several times. Just listening gets me in the mood. So Danger Kitty is here, and Demetri Freeze, and Mark Freeze, and Donnie Red. Is it just our?
Just like the color.
Yeah, just like the color. And you also have your, let's talk a little bit about your music company.
Soundwave Entertainment, just all about promoting the local musicians. That's what we do. We just finished an acoustic project up, and Mark and Demetri were involved in that, and that just led us right into this. So this is really exciting. I just want to say people better get their tickets because this will sell out.
Right.
So
right.
This is August 24th.
August 24th.
And it's going to be amazing.
We went last time, and I loved the kitty ears that the women, you know, you have diehard fans that are right there loving, you know, and it's so wonderful to see people just dancing and feeling what you're doing. And that was a great show. I want to say all around the evening was a fabulous experience for us, all the acts. And then I just love what you were wearing, Demetri, and how calm and collected you were. Because I know that's not easy when you're – okay, it's one thing to be in the studio, but it's another thing to be live with your release of the first time – even though you probably garaged it a million times, whatever you've done, but to be able to do it in front of a live audience and then execute it beautifully.
And singing and playing the bass.
Yes.
And doing that bass.
Yes. And acting like it didn't faze you, but you know inside we know that it was like probably the
butterflies.
Sweating. Yeah, butterflies. Butterflies are good, you know, but you had your nerves under control. So, Mark, going back into this is cute because they're filming this and he's putting going back to the Sandbox new releases and going back into the David is going to pull up something. We're going to do a little snippet, and one of the songs that you've sent us two songs tonight, so I'm not really sure what he's going to do yet with his when we talk about a snippet, it's because we're not going to give the whole song away, but there's two cuts that you brought tonight where we're going to listen to verse and a chorus. And maybe a little bit of just like give you a sampling of something. And when you call it Sandbox, Demetri was saying that it's a kind of a lots of different kinds of sounding songs.
It's an eclectic mix.
An eclectic mix. Thank you. That's the word I was searching for. Mm-hmm. So, Mark, let's see. What do we have queued up, David?
First, we got Brand New Day. Sneak peek.
Do we want to have a little bit of information about the song and then play it?
Sure. This was the song that I co-wrote lyrics with Leticia Silva with on, and she basically just sent me some lyrics.
A poem or something.
Kind of in a poem form. And just said, hey, if you can do anything with it, here you go. And so I started working on it. I started changing a little bit, adding my own lyrics, and I formed it into a song, and it came out really good. And I told Demetra, hey, this one might be a contender for the album. I thought it came out really well. And so she sent me on the path. It's a kind of a love song, but she sent me on the lyrical path of that one, and I just embellished and finished it out. But yeah,
all right,
it's really cool.
Let's hear a little bit of that, David. Let's snippets from the new album Sandbox from Danger Kitty. And the title of that song again?
Brand New Day.
Yeah, A Brand New Day.
Brand New Day. I love that. We had a little bit. Okay, let's talk about the instrumentation, the guitar. What are you playing?
What type of guitar?
Yeah.
Telecaster in that one. Yeah, Fender Tele. That's my number one guitar usually.
Is that your go-to?
That's my go-to. And then the beautiful solo there was done by Tyler Mansfield.
Okay, because it was beautiful. Nylon?
Wonderful. No.
Not like it's nylon.
I know. He
was
on.
He also plays a Fender, doesn't he? Does he also play a Fender?
Fender Telecaster is what Tyler plays.
So let's talk about some of the band players, in the band on this cut. On this album, who do we have playing?
So you have me playing bass and singing.
Okay.
And then you have Mark on guitar, and then Tyler Mansfield on guitar. You have Kane McGee on drums and vocals. And then we have, per our usual, we have a handful of special guest artists. So we have the lovely and talented Miss Ashley Black, of course. A new recent discovery for me, the also lovely and talented Miss Nala Kathleen.
Okay.
And she's featured on one of our songs called Out Into the Blue.
What's she playing?
She sings.
Oh!
And she sings harmony. She sings jazz here locally with Tyler.
Okay, so that is who I've heard about her recently from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, Cleveland was like oohing and on, and I said, okay, I got to meet this person.
It's very understandable.
Was she singing harmony on that right there with you?
No, only on Out Into the Blue at this point.
Okay.
But there may be some more stuff in the future.
Okay, excellent. So she's on this doing vocals, and then you have who else?
Bruce Turgan makes a couple of little guest appearances here and there. We also had a cellist who came in.
Bruce is playing, on that particular cut, Bruce is playing the B3 organ on that one.
I was, because you had, on your first album, when you do Not Heavy But Awkward, the album starts off, that's Cleveland.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. The B3, right?
He plays a Hammond. Yeah, he plays a Hammond. But yeah, you know, you did a wonderful job on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also have Alicia Townley on cello on this album, two different songs, not this particular song. But she came in and did a wonderful job. Cello, you know, really cool. Haunting, that's what I like to...
I like haunting.
Cello's
one of my favorite instruments anyway. Mm-hmm. I love that. So when we come back from the break, we're going to hear another snippet from Sandbox. And we're going to talk more about the CD release, tickets, pre-sale, and we're going to cover a lot of things. You can see their ad and enjoy this issue coming up, Wonders and Wonders, the dogs in front. But you're going to see them, Danger Kitty Returns. We're very excited about your new double CD, LP, 13-song cut. Sandbox is the title of the new CD. And we're going to be, let's go out with something that's from the first album, David. Our producer's been in there queuing stuff up, so.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time to...
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.